Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So sidebar, Q, we need a shorter version. If I don't feel like dancing for 20 seconds, I need you to like fade that boy out. You feel me? I know you was in it, Mike, but I'm ready to get to it.
Welcome to the episode of Next Level Living.
How you feeling, Chris?
I'm good.
How you feeling, Mikey?
Feeling. What's my name?
Mike.
Ooh, we back to the E.
M-I-K-E.
Oof.
Jay gone Jay. Hey Jay, read your shirt and repeat it.
There you go.
Now,
I like what she did there.
Now put the E before the R and add a S.
Let's spell serpent.
Serpent. Absolutely.
Oh,
stop
no,
being. Stop saved. Being. Why would you be like this to me? Okay.
Oh, why would I give you a nickname? I guess we aren't as close as I thought we were. All right.
Oh, my God.
Michael Douglas Moss, how are y'all doing today? Now, what's up, my boy? You good?
That's an old name,
good?
Bro.
Yeah.
Michael Douglas Moss.
He's different. Oh, look, for real, cute. I mean, Chris, you gonna help?
Yeah, you know.
I'm not in it.
I check this out, man. Me and Chris were talking about something. She mentioned something to me, this topic. Tell them what the topic is. The fear of what?
Oh, the fear of the unknown.
Man, do y'all know how many people is just like, you know what, how they say 2020 is like, when 2020 came, it was like the year of vision, the year of clarity. I had so many pastors. And because it's so cliche, I was even on that. I was giving messages in 2019, like this next year is going to be the year of vision. It's going to be the year of clarity. And God was like, oh, y'all about to have vision and clarity. I'm finna show the ugly truth about our country. We're going to let George Floyd happen. We're going to let COVID happen. Like, oh, it's going to be clear. But people was like, yo, I wasn't expecting 2020 to be like that. They like, yo, I wasn't expecting 2021 to be like that. And so a lot of folks was like, you know what? 2022 was my year. I can't wait to have an awesome year, but now it's this anxiety I'm feeling. So when Chris first said the fear of the unknown, Mike, I'm like, I get it. Cause it's a lot of people that's like, wow, like, I don't know what's coming around the corner. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to expect. So I kind of want to talk about that. I don't know how y'all feeling in your personal world and your personal life. Like, who wants to share first? But like, let's talk about that. Cause I believe there are a lot of our listeners. Shout out to all of our next levelers that's listening right now. And shout out to all of our next levelers that's watching this on YouTube. But I want to kind of speak to y'all because there are some fear of the unknown when it comes to relationships, when it comes to finances, when it comes to health. And I'm just wondering, Mike or Chris, like, is there anything specifically that you might have been fearing or anxiety about or kind of questioning what could be like in your personal life to let our viewers and listeners know that they're not trying to figure this thing out by themselves?
Man, check this out for sure. Like, y'all know, y'all know Mike Moss gonna keep it a band with y'all, man. Like, I'm coming to Atlanta. I am speaking. Yeah, I'm not gonna stop saying it. The move is happening. Like, it's going down. You feel me? But what does that look like? You know what I'm saying? Like, the last 7 years of my life have been planned out in a comfortable discomfort. Does that make sense? I have gotten used to being comfortably uncomfortable in the space that I'm in. And I thought that was the most elevated space that I was going to allow myself mentally to ever accept, was to be comfortably uncomfortable in the space that God had graduated me to for that season, right? Now that I know that my life is transitioning from flying to actually being stationary, which is something I haven't done in so long, which is weird, but the comfort that everybody else comes from sitting still kind of gives me anxiety. Like, I have become comfortable in moving around and pacing myself in different environments, experiencing different things. And now I'm going to have to sit still, focus in on an objective, and just go hard in that space. And that, it scares me. It's like, I'm not just scared because I'm not sure if I should be doing it. And I want people to get clarity of this. I am convicted about the fact that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Okay. I know for sure, regardless of how long I ran from it, I knew that this is what I was supposed to be doing. Right. But knowing what you're supposed to be doing does not negate the fear that comes with facing what you're supposed to be doing. Y'all don't miss this. You can prepare. You can know for so long that this exam, this finals exam is coming up. Oh, in December, we're going to have this final exam for you to get to the next semester. In April or May, we're going to have this final exam for you to graduate. But when you have to come face to face with this exam that is over everything, that's a collective over everything that you come over, when it's time to face that thing, it hits all over again. And I'm telling y'all right now where I'm at in this season of my life, I'm face to face with my decision. And it is scary. You know, it is scary.
But it seems too like we can often operate in limitations in how our future can be. Because I know you keep saying sitting still in this one place, but you might not be in one place. You might be all over the place and flying here and there and doing more traveling than you actually do for your job. You never know. But because it seems like that's what it's going to be, that's what you're preparing for. Instead of just letting the opportunities that just come to you, because now you're stepping into your destiny. And your destiny knows what you want. God knows what he wants to give you. And so it's like our limited understanding of what is possible can't do justice for what is actually available.
Limited understanding. I'm receiving that right there. My limited understanding.
That's a whole
my word. Anxiety. Hey, Coo, that's clip, it. That's
whole
it.
Last minute or two, that need to go to the gram. So, Chris, you said something too. You know what I felt in the spirit? I felt you saying that whenever people look at a situation, I don't know why, but most of the times we look at what could go wrong.
Yeah.
As opposed to what could go right.
Yeah.
So you said it. You said it like, man, you sitting here, you was flying around, but this new position, this new season, you can really take off. Come on.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's levels to it. And so it's like, we look at something like, I'm going to a new place. I don't know about this. I don't know about this. I don't know about that. Okay, but who do you know? You're about to be working with a group of people who love you. You're about to be working with a global brand. You're about to be a part of something that's bigger. You know what I'm saying? You're going to grow spiritually, emotionally, financially, like you're under a certain type of covering. And you're going to grow like on every different level. Like, it's like, okay, these things might not work out. But it's like when we train our brain to say, but what could work out?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, and it's a thought process. Like our brains, like sometimes we say, you know, people say, like, folks in the glass half full or half empty. I'm just glad I have a glass. Let me just put my focus on the fact that I have a glass. It could be empty right now. It's only a matter of time before my cup runs over. It's a mindset hack. So I think, Mike, for you and for everybody else that has the fear of the unknown, how about we start getting excited about the unknown? How about we start being more optimistic about what could come? How about we get more excited and pumped up about the possibilities of things working out for our good and really believe in these scriptures that we recite so often? Go ahead.
Y'all help me with this, because y'all just helped me with that. The reason why I got to this place, and I'm sure a lot of people out there can understand me, is that I've had my expectations on a high plane before, and I've been let down, and I've looked forward to things before and it didn't go as planned. How do I, stepping into this season, allow myself to put myself in an elevated space while also trying to protect myself from allowing that expectation to break me if it doesn't happen. How can I find that balance? Y'all help me with that.
I think you should journal. It's a lot I want to say. So I'm about to go to this event in Nashville in a few weeks, where it's going to be thousands of superintendents there, but it's going to be a small collective of 30 to 50 superintendents that I'm going to be speaking to. Now, if I get one scoop in the contract, that can open up hundreds of thousands of dollars and massive impact. My expectations, I say, you know what, if I fly there and they only have 20 superintendents, I'm still okay with it. So I'm managing expectations, but that's there one thing. It's different though, when you say, man, like last year I was looking forward to three things and it didn't work out. But if you really journal and you really take note of what did and what didn't work out, you might be like, man, I had 32 things that did work out.
Jay, I just started journaling. So I'm really glad that you said that, bro.
So look at the last 2-3 years of something you were really looking forward to, whether it was a trip or a wedding or a business opportunity, and like write out all the opportunities that you were looking forward to and the ones that worked out and the ones that didn't work out. And you might find that you 70-30. You might find that you 82-18. The majority do work out. But so often in our brains, it's like we focus on those things that didn't work out. You know what I'm saying? It's like LeBron and his goals. They focus on, oh, but he went to the finals a bunch of times. Man, do you win all these other awards, all these other teams that never even made it to the finals?
Thanks.
Hey, Chris.
I was going to say, yeah, for me, it's like, don't have expectations. Just kind of going in saying, you know what? This is going to be a brand new situation. So I'm going to go in kind of open to the possibilities, open to the opportunities. Three, don't, if it's not happening, figure out a way to make it happen.
Let me challenge you on something, Chris, because I was feeling you, but then I was feeling you when you said, don't have expectations. Is that what you said? Or you said lower them, or you said don't have expectations?
No. It's not even lower them. It's don't have, when it's a new situation, you can go into it with the best intention, but having expectations is where a lot of people fall short. Like you can, expectations, it's a little bit, but now you can want the best, but expecting to receive the best is a little bit shaky.
Right. And I think it really depends on our personalities. I'm probably about to answer the question because I agree, but I disagree.
Okay.
Because for me, I go into every situation expecting the best, but I'm mindful it might not work out. Right.
Yeah.
So I just started a new venture and I'm just like, man, this is the goal. This is what we're looking forward to. But at the same time, because it's business, I'm like, but if it doesn't, you know what I'm saying? But I'm still expecting. I expect the best. I'm expecting exceedingly abundantly. But I'm also disciplined enough in the spirit to where I know, you know what I'm saying, everything ain't going to work out. That's a problem, and I'm okay with that. So go ahead.
But then you got optimism and expectations. Optimistic is like, I'm you know, optimistic that things are going to work out. But expectations is not. I'm expecting that it's going to go this way. And this is how it has to go. I am more optimistic than expecting. Because, what makes me be expecting to say this is the way it's going to go? This is the way I'm going into it, saying it's, you know, but I can't expect it to be exactly the way I want it to be.
Can we get some applause? Welcome back, Chris.
Hey, but that's where I got to grow, because I ain't on that. I'm finna will this sucker to happen. This is finna happen. And if it don't happen and I give it my all, I'm like, all right, God, that wasn't your will. But I ain't tripping. I'm expecting it to happen. I'm expecting for God to bless. I'm expecting for it to work out. I'm expecting for the best. I'm expecting it, right? I'm living Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly, what if we can ask or think about the power that worketh in us. I'm expecting that. But if it doesn't work out, I'm like, man, God, I know you love me. I know you got my back. I might have missed some cues, or maybe this was just a learning lesson, because with every loss, there's a lesson. With every lesson, there's a blessing. But I'm okay with that because you're in control. But man, that optimism versus expectations, that's it. So I'm very optimistic. But I also have expectations like, oh, no, this is going to work out. And then sometimes God be like, okay, son, but you ain't controlling this thing. You've done the best you can, but I say no. So how do we find peace with that?
Hey, let me tell you right now, y'all just set me free. Let me tell the people right now what I realized. What I just realized from both of y'all is that a right way for you don't have to be the right thing for me. Like, I honestly just heard two rights when I heard y'all just talk. You know what? That might be the best thing for Crystal in that situation. I feel like your expectation drives you, Jay. Like that, it gives you energy. It fuels you up to power through a situation that you don't have control of. And then your acceptance of whatever it becomes of it is also a mature facet. I think on the flip side, what Crystal said in terms of her being optimistic, that's her controlling her energy. It's not allowing her feelings to get too much into it, even though her heart is. For me, what I just realized from y'all is that I am going to expect the most out of what I can control. That's what I'm about to do.
I'm about to go out in today's episode.
Right now, what I just learned is that I'm gonna go out there and Next Level Living is gonna be better company because I touched down. Like, I know that when I get there, all of a sudden that everything is about. We about to go crazy because I'm here now, because my energy, because my love for Jay, because of my love for Tracy, because of my love for this brand, what everything that God has placed in me, y'all getting. So regardless of if I have the same expectation of what could have happened for me, I know what was possible in me to happen for y'all. Mm-hmm. And so whatever it is that I can control, whatever's happening, whatever God has given me that he's blessed me to bless others with, y'all about to get all of it. So I'm no longer expecting nothing from y'all no more, but I'm expecting from myself. And we all gonna benefit from that. I'm done with it.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. That's a word, Mike. That's a word. And Chris, I felt it. Is there something else you want to share, Chris? Because I'm gonna land this plane.
No. I'm gonna leave it right there.
So Mike said, okay, because Chris, when you release me and you help me out, because I have been putting optimism and expectations in the same bucket. And that's right. So those of y'all listening, I know y'all enjoying this. And let us know in the comments. Man, y'all drop some comments. Show us some love. Like, and I be commenting sometimes too. I be commenting. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. For a long time, I've been very optimistic, but then also having high expectations and results. And my team has been telling me, Jeremy, release yourself from the expectations. Just show up every single day and do your job. And that has been hard because I've been grading myself on whether or not I got the end result. But really, I should be grading myself on if I gave the effort. And you just tied it in what Crystal said. You said, I'm not coming on what? I can't control that. I was about to say Mikey, but I'm not. I was about to, though. But you say what Mike can control is
you
Mike
just said it, Jay. But continue.
I was just saying. What Mike can control is Mike going to show up every day. What Mike can control is Mike going to show up early when everybody else is on time. What Mike can control is Mike is on top of me. What Mike is on control, Mike's on top of marketing brand. What Mike can control is Mike can come up with new progressive, innovative ideas. Like, what Mike can control is he can show us how to scale but still cut costs and save Jeremy more time. What Mike can control is all that Mike is focusing on. So if y'all really want to have an amazing, a next level marriage, you be optimistic about it. You want to have an amazing next level business, career, do really good in school, great relationships, great business ventures. You be optimistic about it, but manage those expectations. And you got to release yourself from that outcome and just focus on what you can do within. Focus on what you can handle. Focus on what you can manage. Focus on what you can control. And I cannot wait to have a team meeting with my team because we've got some big goals across some of our different companies of what we want to accomplish. And I need to now release them and say, we're going to be optimistic and we're going to expect great results. But what I'm expecting for you all is to show up every single day and handle your business because that's all you can control. And if you can control the controllables, that, my friends, is next level living. Let's get it. Great job. I'm on another level. I'm on another level. I'm on-